Well, I just want to invite you to close your eyes. God, you are so worthy. So worthy, God. And Lord, I thank you for being here today, Lord. I thank you, God. You are so good. You are so good to me. You are so good to us, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. You know, in the Word of God, it says to be still and know. To be still and know that He is God. To be still and know that He is your Father. That He is your Father and He loves you so much. More than you even know. That you could ask for anything. Anything. And it'll be yours. We just gotta dig deep. That's really been stirring in my heart. We have to dig deep and know that He is good. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for this service. May you bless it, Lord, and that it'll be you speaking through me and not I, Lord. So you're so worthy, Lord. So worthy. And we give you all the honor and the glory, Lord. Amen. Amen. So worthy, God. I'm happy to be up here. I've been having something that's been in my heart, and it's funny that Pastor Calvin asked for healing tonight, because that's exactly what's going to be said today. Amen? All right, so Jesus healed all diseases. It's the Father's will to heal all who come to Jesus. But the key word right there is coming, coming to Jesus. So if we can turn, if you have your Bibles or if you have your phone, if you could turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 through 25. And it says, Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. And whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon-possessed or epileptic or paralyzed, he healed them all. Large crowds followed him wherever he went. People from Galilee, the 10 towns, Jerusalem, and all over Judea, and from the east of Jordan River. So people were brought to Jesus just to get healed. And I like how it says right there, the good news about the kingdom. So that's heaven. There's healing in heaven. So we could have it here too, right? Amen? So now let's go to Matthew chapter 9. You're going to notice Matthew is the book for tonight. Matthew, Mark. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through 36. Amen. And it says, Jesus traveled through all of the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowd, this is important right here, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion. He had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless like a sheep without a shepherd. So God had compassion on them. You know? And the authority has been given to us to heal the sick, to cast out demons. Now, let's go to Matthew. Oh, no, no, no. Matthew 10, verse 1. So just one down. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. He gave them authority. Okay, that's us. Okay, now Matthew 14. So chapter 14, verse 14. It says, this chapter, it's about when Jesus was going to feed the 5,000. But this little verse right here says, Jesus saw the huge crowd, and he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Yes. I don't know if you guys see a correlation here, but God having compassion is really important. God having mercy on them. Compassion and mercy are like the same thing. We need to have compassion for the sick. Even if we ourselves are sick, we could also pray for ourselves too. Amen. So, and then also another important thing is God will not bring any kind of disease or sickness on us. That's not his will. And many people think that, but it's not. See, our God is a healing God. But I like to say our Father is a healing God. The reason why Father, because it's so much more personal, so much more intimate. Our Father is a healing God, that we could ask him for anything. So, and it's not just what he does, but it's who he is. Just like God is love, God is also our healer. And that's really important. I mean, yes, okay, I'm getting to. So we serve a God who heals. Amen. So, and also another thing that I have realized is that if God healed all types of diseases back then, he still heals now. Yeah. You know, because we serve a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's in Hebrews 13:8, but we don't have to go there. So his heart of compassion is for the people. It's always been about the people. It was never about him. His heart is about God, is about the people. So even though Jesus preached and taught, he did all of that. But Jesus also healed every disease and sickness among the people. He went with the people, and people were brought to him also. And so the healing power of Jesus is here for us today, because we serve a God who is the same today. Amen? And so Jesus Christ, a healer in the first century, is the same God of the 21st century. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. So now, if we can go to Matthew 14. I think we were just there. Matthew 14, 34, verses, no, sorry. Matthew 14, verse 34 and 36. So I'm going to read three passages. Okay, so Matthew 14, 34. And after they had crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret. Gennesaret? Gennesaret. Is that how you say it? Gennesaret. When the people recognized Jesus, the news of his arrival spread quickly throughout the whole area, and soon people were bringing all their sick to be healed. They begged him to let the sick touch at least the fringe of his robe, and that all who touched him were healed. Yeah. Amen. The fringe. I have these pants that have like little fringe at the bottom. That's like when it's really stringy, right? Fringe. Just by touching the little strings, they were healed. So how many, I'm sure you guys, about the story of the lady that had the blood issue. She also touched the robe of Jesus and she was healed. So she wasn't the only one that touched the robe. There was more. So that was one. Now let's go to Luke 6. Luke verse chapter 6, verse 17 through 19. When they came down from the mountain, the disciples stood with Jesus on a large level area, surrounded by many of his followers and by the crowds. There were people from all over Judea and from Jerusalem and from as far north at the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon. 18. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those troubled by evil spirits were healed. So something I want to point out there. They came expecting. Yeah. Okay? We come to church expecting something. We just don't come to sit and heat up the bench or the chairs. But we come expecting. And that's something in verse 18 that really caught my attention. They had come to hear him and to be healed. So now, verse 19. Everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out from him and he healed everyone. Healing power would come out, like he would feel that. Imagine? Healing power. That's so awesome. Now, we're going to read the story of the lady with the blood issue. So that's in Mark. Mark chapter 5. Verses 25 and on to 34. Okay, verse 25. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. 27, she had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch the robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. I just like to imagine that. That she had to go through the crowd. You know, everyone's trying to get to Jesus by faith. Trying to get to Jesus so they can be healed. 30, Jesus realized at once that healing power, there it is again, healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, for your suffering is over. That last part is important. Daughter, for one, we are able to call him Father. Father. So daughter, your faith has made you well. You know, we have faith. So that account is also in Matthew and in Luke, I think. But I really like the way Mark says it. So healing power comes by faith, right? Faith in Jesus. So in all the accounts in the Bible, every time Jesus would heal someone, he would always say at the end, because of your faith, you have been healed. There's many accounts in the Bible where God is healing people. And that's something that always, I've always noticed that God always said, because of your faith. Because it takes faith, yeah. You know. It, like right now when we were praying for people, it takes faith to come up. And that's the first step. Coming up, coming to Jesus. You know, he already knows what's going on. He already knows. But the fact of you coming, of us coming to him, is just something more special. Amen. So if we have faith, we have our healing, right? So also another thing, if we pray to the Father and believing, we have already received it. So let's go to Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 24. It says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it'll be yours. That's Jesus saying that. If we pray and we believe what we're asking for, we believe what we're saying, it will be ours. Yeah. Amen? Whether that be healing or financial needs or anything. And some people might ask, is God willing to heal? And yes, always. God is always willing to heal. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, obviously, I mean, and we just read, people all over the town would come to Jesus. And he wouldn't look at his background to what they have done. Remember, that's God's heart. And that's just one thing I wanted to point out. Jesus is a healer. So in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 42. Okay. It says, a man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean, he said. Moved with compassion, again, compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said. Be healed. Instantly, the leprosy disappeared and the man was healed. So right there, and that's just one account where God is saying, I am willing. So like, never ask, is God willing to heal me? It's yes. And God, again, won't bring any type of disease or say, oh, God did this to me. I'm sick because God made me like this. No. God loves you. He had compassion on us, on his people. We're his people. And even more so, we're a child of the living God. Yes. Are you guys getting that today? Yes. So God has given us the authority and the anointing. So when someone in your family is sick, guess what? You have the authority. I have the authority. We have the anointing. When Jesus left, that's what he gave us. The anointing. So when someone is in your family is sick, you can go there and lay your hands on them, and they will be healed. Okay, so Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 17 and on. So Jesus here was reading the scrolls of Isaiah. So verse 17. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. And then if you read a little bit more down, I think in verse 21, it says, the scripture you have just heard has been fulfilled to this very day. I didn't put that up there, but it has been fulfilled. And that one right there is one of my favorite scriptures, because that's also us. God has anointed us to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent us to go heal the blind, to heal the sick, to cast out evil spirits. And God is just so good. Yeah. Amen. So I'm going to pray. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you still heal, Lord, today. Lord, you came down to take away our sins, but you also came down to heal us. And Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you will always be there with us when we are in our need, Lord, when we need something that we could ask you and believing that it will be ours, Lord, because it's by faith. Lord, you are so worthy, Lord. I just thank you for this night. And Lord, we love you. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Yeah. All right. So, amen. So, thank you guys for joining us. And we'll be here Sunday at 10. We expect to see you. Come expecting. Okay? Every time, come expecting for something new. Amen. We love you. Amen.